everyone. Welcome back to Is Pharmacology Difficult podcast. And today we are going to start with a new topic, that is new drug development. And the drug development process is basically divided into three parts: drug discovery phase, preclinical trials, and then there are clinical trials. So first of all, let's talk about the drug discovery phase. Now, generally, it is not that drugs are developed over a course of time. There are few components of the drug discovery phase, like random screening, then approach towards the compound, then approach towards the target, or that is also we can say it compound-oriented approach, then target-oriented approach, and then we can also call it rational drug designing. So these all three or four processes, whatever I've told you just now, what is the basic consequence of these processes? Several compounds are selected by these processes, and all in all, these are summed up into a process known as lead finding, LEAD, lead finding. Then there are many procedures that are done. And finally, one or two drug candidates, they are selected out of several drug candidates. And these one or two drug candidates which are selected, they are known as the lead compounds. And then they are set for the further research and investigations. And this process of further research and investigations, which is done upon the lead compounds, that is known as the lead optimization. Then finally, these drug candidates, they are made to enter into the preclinical phase. Now, we cannot randomly select anything to develop into a drug. There are certain qualities that should be present in a particular compound or substance so that it can be made into a drug. And this is known as the molecule to be converted into a drug-like molecule. It should have Lipinski's rule of five properties. Now, what is this Lipinski's rule of five properties? That is, the hydrogen bond donors should be less than five. The molecular weight should be less than 500 Daltons. Then, coefficient log P should be less than five. Partition coefficient log P should be less than five. That is, what is this partition coefficient log P? That is a measure of the lipid solubility. It should be less than 5. Then the hydrogen bond acceptors should be less than 10. Okay? I'll just repeat. Hydrogen bond donors less than 5. Molecular weight less than 500 Daltons. Partition coefficient log P less than 5, and hydrogen bond acceptors should be less than 10. Now, this is all about the drug discovery phase. Let's jump directly into the preclinical studies. Whatever the lead compounds are selected through the lead optimization, now they are subjected to be tested upon the animals. And then their whole pharmacological profile is made and it is derived. The tests are performed on small animals first. Who are those small animals? Rat, guinea pig, mice, etc. And then later on they can be tested upon the large animals. Large animals are monkey, dog, cat, etc. Now, what is the pharmacological profile? What does it contain? It contains all the information about the pharmacodynamics, pharmacokinetics, toxicology, therapeutic index, etc. All about the drug. And then only whatever the compound or the molecule is promising, that it is showing some potential, they can be evaluated in humans. Not all the compounds should be evaluated in humans. We cannot take any random thing and evaluate in human. It should pass very well, fairly through all the phases, then only the human evaluation is conducted. So, preclinical studies are done in the animals, small and large. Then we come to the clinical trials, that is done in the humans. Now, whenever we see a new drug in the market, it is not by chance that the drug has come. It has passed through all these phases, then it has come into the market. It is extensively tested in the preclinical studies on the animals. It is extensively evaluated in the humans in the clinical trials. Then it has come into the market. All the tests have been done to test its safety and efficacy. Then only it has come into the market. Once the drug is promising, then before the clinical trials, an application is actually registered or it is applied. And that application is known as Investigational New Drug, capital IND application. It is filed with the FDA, US FDA, that is United States Food and Drug Administration. Now this US FDA is the main regulatory authority body which is doing all these things. Once it grants a permission, then the evaluation or testing in the humans is done. Got it? Now this testing in the humans is known as clinical trials. Now these clinical trials are divided into four phases. Phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 and phase 4. Let's talk about phase 1. In phase 1, normal human individuals or volunteers, they are selected. And they should be like normal, healthy enough, not very healthy, but in the normal individuals, not the very old, very young, very children, and not the extremes of ages. Okay, just normal, healthy individuals, they are selected. And no patients are selected for this testing, so there is no determination of efficacy. So what we are determining here, only the toxicity and the pharmacokinetic studies are done here. And we call it first in human studies. I repeat, first in human studies. Now, the basic concept behind this phase 1 is that healthy people can tolerate the adverse effects, little adverse effects of the promising drug, more than, better than the diseased people. So that is why first in human studies is done in healthy, normal individuals. Then, we are not taking any kind of drug. We are avoiding the anti-cancer, anti-cancer drugs. They are totally avoided because they can produce very intolerable side effects. So we will not test anti-cancer drugs in these. And healthy humans also are not exposed to anti-cancer drug research or phase 1. So anti-cancer drug phase 1 is done as an exceptional study in the patients, not in the normal healthy individuals. That thing you need to keep in mind. Okay. So these are the important highlighted points of the phase 1. Now coming over to the phase 2. The phase 2, we select around 20 to 200 patients, not the normal healthy individuals. For the phase 2, we are selecting the 20 to 200 patients. And then we are carrying out these studies. Now we can determine the safety, efficacy, both the things in this phase. And this is known as first in-patient study. I repeat, first in-patient study. Coming over to the phase 3. Here the testing of the drug is done in large number of patients. In a big population, the testing of the drug is done. And it's a multicentric study. Several centers, the phase 3 is conducted. And the basic idea or the concept behind is to select the individuals with variety of genetic makeup. There should be a lot of variations in the genetic makeup to conduct the phase 3 studies. And what is the basic main target or the goal of the study? To generalize the results to variable genetic and ethnic groups of people. We have to generalize the results. That is the basic target or the goal of phase 3 study. Now, if the drug is found safe and effective, then finally after phase 3, the drug is still promising, we can, what do we file next application? New drug application, capital NDA. New drug application is filed with US FDA again. And if the approval is granted, then the drug is marketed. So that is a good win-win situation. Not the final win, but it is a win-win situation. And the drug is marketed. So, like, it is around 90% win situation. Then comes the phase 4, after the marketing. That is also known as post-marketing surveillance. And then what is the basic goal of this phase 4? The phase 4 is basically done to find out the rare side effects. The rare adverse effects or adverse effects occurring with the prolonged or long use of the drug. So, this phase does not require any kind of ethical clearance. That is the importance of this phase. These are the highlighted points of phase 1, 2, 3, 4. There is another phase now which has been introduced, phase 0. What is that? Microdosing studies. Phase 0 is the microdosing studies. Microdosing means a very low dose, 1 upon 100 of the human dose and maximum of 100 microgram. Not more than that. That is taken, and this small amount of drug or dose is given to the healthy individuals. Now, the dose is subtherapeutic means beyond the any kind of dose which can produce a therapeutic response. It is not that large amount of dose. It is a subtherapeutic dose, and it generally, what does it do? We cannot determine the safety and the efficacy in phase 0 because it is a subtherapeutic dose. So, we can only find out what is the goal or target to find out the movement of the drug in the body. That is the basic target. And actually, we can do this phase 0 study in the beginning only so that it can avoid the costly phases 1, 2 and 3. And if the drug is found not suitable in phase 0 only, we can discard the drug here and we should not continue with phase 1. That is a basic idea. To avoid the costly and the large studies, we can do a microdosing study. If the drug is promising, we can further continue phase 1, 2, 3. If it is not promising, stop it here only. Don't go for phase 1, 2, 3. It is just like a trial studies. Okay? Now, what is the basic concept behind all the phases? The ICH, GCP, good clinical practice guidelines should be followed, and these GCP guidelines, they are given by the International Conference for Harmonization. And why we have to follow GCP guidelines? What is the main motive behind or main cause of following the GCP guidelines? So that whatever the results we are getting in the form of data and the calculations and the studies, they are credible in the interest of the patients, in the interest of the volunteers, and all the interest of the patients and the volunteers can be safeguarded. That is very important. Without that, you cannot conduct the clinical trials anywhere, especially in India. So, just a summary. The first phase is human pharmacology and safety study. It is done upon 2200 healthy individuals. It is an open label study. There is no blinding in this. What is the basic goal? To know the maximum tolerated dose, MTD, maximum tolerated dose, and safety and tolerability. Second, therapeutic exploratory phase. Second phase is known as therapeutic exploratory phase. It is done inpatient study. 100 to 150 patients are taken. It is a single blind controlled kind of study. And we can test the therapeutic efficacy, dose ranging, and the ceiling effect. Third phase, therapeutic confirmatory study. It is done into about 5,000 patients from several centers. And double blind randomized controlled trials or study is done. The basic goal is to confirm the therapeutic efficacy and establish the value of drug in relation to the standard or existing therapy. Then the phase 4, I told you, it is post-marketing surveillance. Large number of patients are being treated by the physicians who are practicing. And it is done to know the long-term and the rare adverse effects or side effects. And we can also test in the special groups like pregnant ladies, children, extremes of age, elderly people, they are also being tested here. And phase zero is microdosing studies. It is done in small, very small number of healthy people to know the pharmacokinetics, and also if it is the drug is not suitable, to avoid the costly phase one studies if the drug is having totally irrelevant pharmacokinetics. So that is the whole idea and the whole concept of new drug development. I hope you understood this topic well. You can, many questions arise from different kind of phases and all these things, an important topic. The highlighted points I have given to you. To know more details, please refer to the larger textbooks. And I think with this we finish with the general pharmacology. And I'm not taking very small topics which are like some certain definitions like which are left about the drugs and all, that you can refer into the books. Now straight away I'll be starting with the autonomic nervous system, that is ANS, in the next episode.